These days, musical reunions happen all the time. But on this date, September 19th, 1981, Simon and Garfunkel did what no one thought they would ever do when they reunited for a free concert in Central Park. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. Despite being one of the most celebrated groups of the 60s, by 1970, Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel couldn't stand being together and they broke up. 10 years later, their hometown of New York City asked them for help to hold a reunion concert to raise funds to renovate Central Park. Paul Simon phoned Art Garfunkel, who was on vacation in Switzerland, and both immediately agreed.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
There were only 3 weeks of rehearsals, and the tensions that broke up the duo happened almost immediately. Differences on the set list, the arrangements, the staging all came up, but they were able to put it past them for the concert. Fans arrived at daybreak despite the rain, and initial estimates of attendance were 300,000. It would end up being the seventh largest concert in history as 500,000 people crammed into the park. The concert was filmed for HBO and recorded for a live album, with all the proceeds of the sale going towards the park renovation. Mayor Ed Koch introduced the band, and they went immediately into Mrs. Robinson. Despite the decade apart, they sounded as if they had never broken up. The success of the concert would lead to a reunion world tour that would, of course, end badly. They would tour again in 2003 and 4 and reunite at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 25th anniversary concert at Madison Square Garden. It was a date music fans thought would never happen when Simon and Garfunkel held the concert in Central Park on this date, September 19th, 1981. As we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.
We'd like to know a little bit about you for our fight.